After the death of Freddie Gray in police custody last April and the unrest that followed, the Maryland Humanities Council reflected on how the humanities could help. From this discussion came our Humanities Fund for Baltimore, a special grant program for local nonprofits. Ronnie Jolly of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, one of the program's first-round grantees, tells us about its funded project, All Baltimore Voices, Stories About and Beyond the Unrest.
A year ago, Baltimore attracted national and international attention as images flooded media channels of a city seemingly lost to looting and burning. Forgotten were the images of peaceful protesters, of volunteers distributing water, of a block party a few days after the unrest where neighborhood residents and police enjoyed music and food together, or of a policeman tearing up as he observed the events. With the pending Freddie Gray trials, the city continues to receive global attention, with a particular focus on West Baltimore, a neighborhood that once thrived as the heart of African-American life in Baltimore, with top theaters, successful businesses, and schools. The Reginald F. Lewis Museum will recognize the one-year anniversary of the Baltimore Uprising through exhibitions, public programs, and a special oral history project. All Baltimore Voices, Stories About and Beyond the Unrest, will incorporate storytelling, oral histories, and spoken word to capture the expressions, values, and beliefs before, during, and after the unrest. It will seek to answer questions such as, what are the authentic stories about the unrest? How have lives been transformed since April 2015? How have younger generations been impacted? Dr. Carsonia Whitehead, associate professor at Loyola University, will lead a workshop at the museum to collect stories from the public, followed by a performance of them at the museum. Out in the community, she will work with students at Frederick Douglass High School to help them understand the impact of the societal factors leading to the unrest, and most importantly, help them to develop and express their thoughts and feelings. Since the unrest, the high school students have been deeply impacted by the negative images and reactions to their generation. By giving them the tools to articulate what happened and to connect it to longer-standing issues, the students are given credence to self-expression that is authentic, open, and honest. Poet Kandwani Fidel, the 22-year-old Baltimorean who has been hailed as Luzerne Avenue's Poet Laureate by Baltimore City Paper, will help the students craft their personal stories into spoken word pieces. Disciplines in the humanities, such as sociology, ethics, history, literature, and poetry, will be woven into All Baltimore Voices, from the panel discussion we hold to the spoken word workshops to school assemblies and teacher support materials. The humanities are the stories, ideas, and words that will help us make sense of our lives, others' experiences, and our world following the unrest. Through the humanities, we meet and hear from people we have never met, places we have never been, and gather ideas that may have never crossed our minds. By showing how others have lived and thought about life since April 2015, the humanities will help us decide what is important in our own lives and what we can do to improve. The project will connect us to other people and help us address the challenges faced in the wake of turmoil and triumph.
You can learn more about All Baltimore Voices at lewismuseum.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.